Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting French-Venezuelan artist La Chica on September 22nd. Details at swallowhillmusic.org.
Support comes from Heartfelt Hypnotherapy, offering hypnosis and intuitive counseling to clients throughout Colorado. Consultations and appointments can be made by visiting heartfelthypnotherapy.com or by contacting Sarah Donovan at 720-474-4334.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name's Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around. Excited to be back after my one official day off of the year from Terrasonic to cede my time to KGNU's live Rocky Grass broadcast. I know a lot of people tuned in for that, and it was nice to have a refreshing Saturday away, and now I'm fired up to bring you a bunch of music, a lot of stuff in the lineup today, plus some great tickets on offer. Those will be happening a little bit later in the program. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org, telephone 303-442-4242. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Atenção. Imae musa.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host. This and almost every Saturday, noon to one, on listener-powered KGNU. Of course, had last week off as KGNU is providing live streaming coverage from Rocky Grass at Planet Bluegrass up in Lyons. Hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, I'm glad to be back here with you. We began with Carlos Vinas, a track called Yemele, the Sonic Funk Foundry Parga edit to that one. The new music from Roki Okone and Jackknife Lee, an album called Bamanan, and a track called Mansa Soyari, and that's a pretty cool record. Roki Okone from Mali and Jackknife Lee, I believe a British producer, and some very slinky grooves on there. And then from the UK, Loki Terra, a cross-cultural collaboration described by Songlines magazine as probably the world's best Afrobeat Cuban Bangladeshi group. And they have a new single out called Kande Revisited. Right now in the background, it's Celestine Nyam from Afro Psych, Journeys into Psychedelic Africa, 1972 to 77, coming out real soon on the Africa 7 label. As I mentioned at the top, I've got some great tickets to give away coming up later in the show, so stick around for that and a lot of great music. 303-442-4242 or DJ at KGNU.org. This is Terrasonic. I am Joel Davis, and it is on KGNU.
Channel. sana kafamın içindeki davetsiz yolcu. 7 milyar insan öyle dururken radarım taradı seni buldu. İyi kötü körler sığırlar vasat bir düzen vardı ne oldu? Ah, tepe taklak oldu kurgu, hoş geldin sofranın aç kurdu. Vakitler yol uzun kestirmek zor hayat mamat ince işleri. Nereden baksan perte çıkacağız yasla gündelik heveslerini. Adama tersen ders olur mazisi tek tek eşeledikçe izlerin. Çat, yara uçaranı kalır beyninde çifter çifter de dikişleri. Az çok hepimiz alıştık yuvarlanıyoruz her gün kelle koltukta. Bir adım sonrası infial bak patlar elinde yolluklar. Zaman her derde deva anladık da mühim olan zamanlama. Oturmaya mı geldin lan tospa sen ha ben ha bu inekleri kim sağ. Havuz boş problem dolu hayat gece gündüz kaçışlar. Allah Allah da kul kul değil tıkalı tüm giriş çıkışlar. Canım cicim tabi tatlı aylar ilk virajda muhabbet yavaşlar. İnsan önce kendine yalan söylemeye sonra kimseye güvenmemeye başlar. İnsan önce kendine yalan söylemeye sonra kimseye güvenmemeye başlar. Kaynattı. Kabak lastik patinaj elle var sıfır. Sal iradeyi bayır aşağı ve yaslan koltuğa pantolonun sıyır. Tarih koca bir muamma. İnsan yazar yine insan inanır. Cehaletin sıçtığı kötü niyet cesaretle bir güzel sıvanır. Olasılıklar çölde kum. Sol şeride ele geçirdi paranoyalar. Beyinde bedava biliyor musun zorla tutulamayan milyonlar var. Zarda tutulmadan atılmaz da hep mi yekpe hep mi zarar? Zaten şans bizde ne arar? Bok altın olsa fakir götsüz doğar. Şipşak film şeridi geçer hayat malın fazlası bir iki romürilikte. Kefenince bir kara delik tak açılır gözüm başka galakside. Hepimiz aynı güneşin altındayız ve bekliyoruz batsın diye. Yatacağız kalkacağız yatacağız kalkacağız yatacağız kalacağız öyle nihayetinde. Yatacağız, kalkacağız, yatacağız, kalacağız öyle nihayetinde. Yatacağız, kalkacağız, yatacağız, kalkacağız, yatacağız, kalacağız öyle nihayetinde.
السيارة اتغسل في الساحة اجمع من القمامة اشوف للنجوم ونجوم بتشوفها امشي حافي بالأيام
past the hour here at Terrasonic, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. Whether you're tuning in live on this very hot Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range or time shifting it to a different time and space, I welcome you and thank you for joining me today. That last track was from El Hat, a band headed up by Eyal El-Wahab, Yemeni living now in Tel Aviv and re-envisioning Yemeni folk music and traditional music. A lot of his own compositions here. He uses traditional instruments, electronics, and a lot of DIY instruments that he made himself as well as found stuff. And a really just hypnotic record. I had that track cranked here in the studio and just sat back and listened, and it was really good. I recommend the album Albat Alawi Opus 99 from El Hat. And then Al Sarah and the Nupatones prior to that from Tributaries, a remix album from El Buho, producer and artist living in Paris and specializing in Latin American sounds, electronics, owl bass, and more. And we heard Elus El Nil, the El Buho remix. And prior to that, from I believe Turkey, it was La La Lar from the album Beach in Ede Bakar and Kilavuş Kardiga, the track. And in the background right now, some experimental indie music from Afghanistan, Najwanan Baidar. We'll be right back. really have much to talk about today because this show is, after all about the music. So we are going to get back to that. If you have a question about it or would like to get in touch for any reason, 303-442-4242 is the number. DJ@KGNU.org is the email. My name is Joel Davis. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
ta do yo ananode ba mi no re ja kumba ni ayo ina ta kya ne
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. My name is Joel Davis, and quite a journey in that last set. We started in Afghanistan with Najwanan Baidar, then to Bangalore with Andy Otto featuring MD Pahlavi, then over to Bucharest, Romania, Balkan Taksim, and then finally to the Sahara. Music from Saharan WhatsApp, the new compilation out on what are they called? Sahel Sounds, and Alkibar Jr., the track Aduna. And speaking of Sahel Sounds and music from that region, we've got some tickets to give away to see Niger's Bombino coming up next Sunday night, August 14th at the Boulder Theater. This is an all-ages show, doors at 7, shows at 8. Bombino is a Nigerian Tuareg singer-songwriter. And if you have not seen Bombino, you definitely should see Bombino, would be my suggestion. And if you have seen Bombino, you know what I'm talking about. So I got two tickets to give away for that. Guest list. We ask that you have not won anything from KGNU in the last 30 days and that you can make it to the show. If that sounds like you, Be the third caller at 303-442-4242 to go see Bombino next Sunday, August 14th. KGNU presents at the Boulder Theater with Selassie and the Fafa family opening. Great show. Third caller goes 303-442-4242. Call now. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
La quieren utilizar para aniquilar los pueblos, perece la humanidad.
Suelta, suelta la bomba, cae la bomba, explota la bomba atómica. Lanza, lanza la bomba, muere la bomba, explota la bomba atómica.
Amenaza de los pueblos y de Bogotá también. Nos llevan a cementerio, es un horrible crimen.
Suelta, suelta la bomba, cae la bomba, explota la bomba.
La bomba y romperá con nuestro amor.
En la playa muere con la bomba atómica.
En el barrio trajeron plutonio y los parceros se lo fumaron.
En la playa muere con la bomba atómica.
Es una bomba de odio inhumano, es una bomba para aniquilarnos. Sardina de mi alma, si te contara sobre la guerra química, eso ni me lo creería.
será, güey. El hombre extingue al hombre.
Esta paña, porque recoge la bomba atómica.
Chacuya le dijo a Truman, quiere creerse Dios.
Esta paña, porque recoge la bomba atómica.
Coming up on the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. But want to say thanks to all for tuning in today. Hope you've enjoyed the program. We heard some new music just now from Meridian Brothers and El Grupo Renacimiento, Bomba Atomica, the track. And then Bruno Berle, a song called Sereno. And in the background right now, it's Luis Towers, Y Colombia Africa, and Aliso featuring Diblo Dybala, the Piper Street Sound version. Stick around, Reggae Bloodlines coming up following headlines from the BBC, the Donovan, and with you this afternoon for 3 hours of the best in reggae and roots music. Taking you up until 4 o'clock, and that's when D Rider will bring you 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Then an hour of news from the BBC, DJ Mod Pants with Sound Lab at 7, Grateful Dead Hour at 8, Aphonics at 9 with the Electronic Air, and Cantalo in at 11 with Under the Floorboards. That is a solid, just about 12 hours of music, 11 hours of music ahead for you, and we hope you'll stick around and keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks again for tuning in. Terrasonic comes your way every Saturday, just about at noon on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Netherlands, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thank you again for listening. Take good care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next time for another episode of Terrasonic on KGNU.
Bert's on them.
Hello, I'm Tom Watts with the BBC News. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, says he is alarmed about the situation at the Zaporizhia power plant in Ukraine under Russian occupation. Rafael Grossi said military action there could threaten public health and the environment in Ukraine and beyond. The BBC's Hugo Bachega is following developments from Kiev.
It's really hard to independently confirm those claims coming from both sides because the Zaporizhia power plant has been under Russian occupation since the beginning of March, even though Ukrainian technicians have been operating the facility. Now, yesterday, Ukrainian and Russian officials have traded accusations. The Ukrainians say that Russian forces shelled the site, and then one of the reactors had to be disconnected from the system as a result of one of those attacks. Now, the Russians deny these allegations. They say that the Ukrainians are the ones behind these attacks.
Ukraine says the first foreign-flagged ship since the Russian invasion in February has arrived at one of its ports. The infrastructure minister said the Barbadian vessel Fulmar S had docked at Chornomorsk and would be loaded with grain. Israel says military operations it has launched against Islamic Jihad militants in Gaza could last for a week. It's carried out a second day of airstrikes, which the Palestinians say have hit residential blocks in Gaza City. 15 Palestinians are reported to have been killed and more than 120 injured since the attacks began. Israel says it's trying to counter a direct threat from Islamic Jihad. Galit Baram is from Israel's foreign ministry.
These terror organizations are using their own people as human shields. And when it comes to children, when it comes to civilians, of course, it's heartbreaking. But we have to do what we have to do in order to defend our borders and in order to defend our citizens.
A senior commander of Islamic Jihad, which is backed by Iran, was killed at the start of the operation. Israeli officials say some 300 rockets and mortars have been fired at Israel since Friday. The Prime Minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, has apologised to the opposition leader in a growing scandal over phone tapping. Nikos Androulakis of the Socialist Party accuses the intelligence services of trying to spy on him. Here's Simon Ponsford.
The scandal over alleged wiretapping by the Greek intelligence service is causing political uproar. A day ago, it triggered the resignation of the intelligence chief. Now, it's forced the country's prime minister into an apology. Kyriakos Mitsotakis says he wasn't aware that the service was trying to spy on the head of the opposition. He called it a serious and unforgivable mistake and said, had he known, he would never have allowed it. At the centre of the scandal in Greece are alleged attempts to install spyware, known as Predator, on the phones of politicians and journalists.
Simon Ponsford. This is the world news from the BBC. Police in Kabul say at least two people have been killed by an explosion in the Poli Sokhta district of the Afghan capital. It's home to minority Shia Muslims. The Taliban police spokesman for Kabul tweeted that 22 had been injured. Ian McWilliam has more.
The Islamic State group, a rival of the governing Taliban, has claimed responsibility for both attacks. These come during the Shiite religious celebrations of Ashura, when Shias are more prominent in the city. IS are fierce Sunni ideologues who consider them heretics. Most bombings in Kabul in recent years have been in Shia neighbourhoods, and the speculation that IS wants to create tensions between them and Afghanistan's Sunni majority to destabilise the Taliban government.
Senegal has accused Canadian police of beating up one of its diplomats in Ottawa during a violent raid on her home. The foreign ministry says the unarmed envoy was handcuffed and beaten in front of her children. It said it had summoned the chargé d'affaires from the Canadian embassy in Dhaka to condemn what it called a racist and barbaric act. The White House has denounced lawmakers in the state of Indiana for outlawing most abortions weeks after the Supreme Court struck down the constitutional right to the procedure. Indiana, a conservative state in the Midwest, is the first to ban almost all abortions since the top court's landmark ruling. Colombia's president-elect, Gustavo Petro, has taken part in a symbolic spiritual inauguration ceremony in the capital, Bogotá. The event was organised by indigenous and social organisations, which said it marked the beginning of a new cycle in the history of the Colombian people. On Sunday, 100,000 people are expected to join the new president in the official swearing-in ceremony, when he will become the first left-wing leader in the country's history. Mr. Petro is a former Marxist rebel and an experienced politician who has urged Colombians to embrace peace and dialogue. From London, that's the latest world news from the BBC.